This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. King cake, masks, beads, second lines, and dancing in the streets. Sounds like a New Orleans celebration, but Fat Tuesday this time around could be Mardi Gras in downtown Durham. It's the city's fourth annual celebration, but the first year it will feature a city-sanctioned parade and party. Somebody finally filed for the permits to do this party in Durham, and some of the tunes for that party are going to be provided by our guest today, Children of the Horn. It's a band that includes Wayne Leechford on baritone sax, Brian McCune on cornet, Robo Jones on the trombone, John Simonetti on tuba, Drew Lyle on guitar, and Todd Proctor on drums. Children of the Horn, welcome to the State of Things. Good to have you here.
Good to be here, Frank.
Going to be a party, huh?
Yeah, we're hoping it's going to be a big party.
Now, this is not the first time, but it basically has been people just kind of marching on the sidewalk and having fun on Fat Tuesday,
I think
right?
They've been building this event up for a few years now, and I think this time it's going to be pretty big. So,
and you're going to be part of it, and you got plenty of brass here to make it sound like New Orleans.
Yeah.
How did this band get started?
The band started about 10 years ago. This is our 10th year of doing this, and it started with really just an idea. I'd been a big 70s funk fan, and I wanted to start a band for a long time, a funky band. And so I was in a salsa band at the time with a couple other horn players, and we started talking, and I said, hey, why don't we give this a shot? And just started from there.
Well, so in a band like this, does it evolve sort of, well, I like salsa, that's great, then you invite another brass player, but they push you in a different direction, and, three musicians later, you're a different band? How's it go?
Yeah, well, that was the great thing is, what started out as a funk band is, became, a little bit of New Orleans, a little bit of Caribbean, a little bit of rock.
Well, let's hear
jazz.
Where you are. Let's hear where you are right now. You play a song for us?
Sure.
Great.
Thank you.
Children of the Horn, live on the State of Things. You can hear them live Fat Tuesday in Durham. And man, with music like that on Fat Tuesday, y'all going to make me look forward to Lent.
All right.
Great stuff. Great stuff. Now, I know you do a lot of covers, certainly, but you also write your own music, right?
Yeah, yeah. There's a few of the members of the band have contributed songs over the years, and you know, we've recorded them and we play them live. We try to play as many of the band's original compositions as we can when we play live.
When you do that, when you're writing out of a tradition, because clearly, I mean, that struck me as a kind of New Orleans style jazz, right? What happens in the creative process when you know there's a tradition you're writing toward, and yet it's original? You're trying to move it forward.
Yeah, I mean, I think with the compositions that band members have written, we're trying to, you know, keep connected to tradition, but at the same time, creating original material, original melodies, maybe things that, I mean, I don't know if necessarily been done before, but with our, you know, configuration of this band, three horns, tuba, well, four horns, guitar and drums. So, you know, we don't have a lot of the, you know, instruments a lot of these other bands have. We don't have a lot of percussion. We don't have singers, you know, we don't have, so those are things that, we're just trying to make the formula work for what we do.
Will you play another one for us?
Sure. Thank you.
Wayne Leachford, Brian McCune, Robo Jones, John Simonetti, Drew Lyle, Todd Proctor, our Children of the Horn, and you can hear them all live at the Mardi Gras celebration in Durham on Tuesday. They are here on this program. What a great song.
Great,
well
thank
done.
You.
Well done. Song called Scraggle?
Scraggle.
Was that an original?
That is an original.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. That is a great tune. So now tell us about this Mardi Gras celebration. What's happening here?
Sure. So I guess the best thing to tell people is that you can go to DurhamMardiGras.com to check it out. But there's a parade at 7 o'clock. There's five stages of live music. It's all free, which is really great. Just come on down. And then also, there's going to be food trucks, restaurants, having Mardi Gras menus. So it's going to be a pretty big thing.
It's really cool. You're going to be there. Wicked Mojo's Bulltown Strutters will be there in full regalia, beauty operators. Mel Melton's going to be there with his, the Wicked Mojo's. Ironing Board Sam going to be there, right? Part of it, Screaming Jays. So, and if you forgot all this, you can go to our website as well, stateofthings.org, and you can see the whole thing. It's kind of cool. Have you been involved in the other Mardi Gras here in Durham?
No, this will be our first time. This will be our first time.
It's kind of a cool thing.
We have done some other Mardi Gras events before, but you know, we're glad to be part of this one.
I'm going to let you play us out, but first I want to say Children of the Horn is Wayne Leachford on the baritone sax, Brian McCune on cornet, Robo Jones on trombone, John Simonetti on tuba, Drew Lyle on the guitar, and Todd Proctor on the drums. They're going to play at the Durham Mardi Gras Celebration. It's all over Durham this Tuesday. For more information, go to stateofthings.org. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks a lot, Frank.
This is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Children of the Horn. Thank you.
Thank you.